Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon.
And this is
Only We Matter.
Welcome to our podcast, and we're excited that you've joined us today. So, Brandon, tell us and our listeners, or remind us, why are we doing this podcast, and what does Only We Matter mean?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us has been there's a divide in generations. Each generation thinks they have it going on. Mm-hmm. You know, my generation thinks, oh, your generation's too old and outdated, and the generation coming under us is too young and naive. And
They're so wet behind the ears.
They're so
does that age even know what that means?
Wet
behind the ears.
Not. Yeah, I just do because I'm from the East Coast.
Oh, that's nice. What does it mean?
No, I don't know. It's an analogy.
It's an analogy. That's
but
right.
They're still young. They're still just coming out of the womb.
Yeah, that's right.
That's gross.
That is a little gross, so let's edit that out. So tell us. I totally interrupted you, but tell us.
That generational divide exists in our culture and even in the church. And so our goal is actually to bring community back together, to realize we actually need each other, that we can't do life, culture, we can't do church without having each generation playing their part, or weaker without the other, where our culture right now says we're weaker with the other. It's just about what my ideas are, you know.
And that's so contrary to what God talks about in his word, the Bible, because he talks about the body. And if we're all hands or all feet, we're not going anywhere. We're not doing anything.
Yeah.
And how we need everybody. And I just think that's such a great parallel, or maybe that's not even the right word, but just such a great picture of how we need each generation to make up a whole.
Yeah, because often we think in those passages this skill based, right?
Yes.
You know, we need this skill, but it means we need that age, that we all need each other for this, you know.
I agree, because little people, you know, they bring something to the table too. We can learn so much from them, you know. And I know that when my children were young, I used to say, oh yeah, when they would say something and they would totally call me out on whatever issue it was or whatever I was doing and not even know that they were calling me out on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, that's just one more way God keeps me humble is through those kids.
Isn't it? Because they have no idea.
Yeah, they have no idea. And like nowadays we'd say, well, I don't even know. I think it's like that trend is gone, but we'd say snap, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and they're like, yeah, there it is. Snap. And it's done, you know, and they have just no idea.
Yeah.
And some of those things just never change.
Yeah.
They just don't.
Yeah, no, not at all.
And so if we keep our eyes open to those things, we can learn. Each generation can learn from the other. And that's why I really like what we're doing.
Yeah.
Outside of just conversing with you, which is always very educational and fun and inspirational for me and a bit challenging in my thinking. But I just love that we can learn from each other. And our podcast is all about that. Only We Matter. We want to strengthen the gap in the generations.
Yeah.
And that is our whole desire and goal, and to be honoring to each generation.
Yeah, absolutely. Just in our church service, the international worker who came had mentioned they love it when kids come. There was a kid in grade one leading people in music.
Yeah.
Right?
Wasn't that cool?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We all have something to share in building each other up. And I think that's why we do this, is we hope that listeners will get it as well and be like, oh yeah, no, I should value that cult, that generation for that. That's a good thing I could glean. And maybe they go and talk with their, maybe it's a grandparent in their life. Maybe it's a parent in their life that they haven't appreciated that much. Maybe it's a friend that's older, like, oh, I could get them to help me in this because I can't see past my own generation.
Yeah. You know, the other thing, just as you were mentioning that, I'm like, there is an issue of pride.
Yeah.
To go from my generation down to, ask somebody that's younger, because we're supposed to have it all together.
Yeah, right.
And we're supposed to know because we're older.
Yeah, you're running the thing. Right? Running the show right now, yeah.
And so, you know, I was thinking actually this morning, it just came back to me. I was thinking, oh, you know, I need to call my nieces because they're so more in tune with what's going on in this one area that I was thinking about, and just needed some just practical on the ground education, just what's going on, what's trending, and they'll know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So it's totally about,
you have some trendy nieces.
I totally have some trendy nieces and a couple of nephews in there too. So, you know, I think we have to be careful of pride,
yeah,
and that we have to be willing to ask.
Yeah.
You know, and build that relationship so that you have the opportunity to ask. And then maybe it can go both ways. Maybe they can come back and ask you something.
Absolutely.
So, very cool.
Very cool. So, our conversations then is a conversation around coffee and digging into what this looks like through different topics. And so, our next set of conversations are going to be so fun that we're
fun for some.
We're going to try to answer each other's problems, generational problems.
Okay.
We're going to try to do that throughout
okay.
the time.
That's going to be interesting.
We're going to talk about more of the role of a pastor, what that looks like in generations, my generation versus your generation, or spiritual mentors as well. We'll throw those in, and I want to ask the question of who is Jesus. Who is Jesus for your generation and who is he for mine? And maybe we can project a little bit and say, who was he for the generation before you and who is he for the generation after me as well, or two generations after me, whatever they are now that's out there. Spirituality in general, what that really means for both of us, celebrations, how we celebrate differently. Risk is another topic we're going to get into, and how that affects different things like marriage. Within each generation. So we got some cool things coming up that we're going to try to get through in the next little while.
That sounds great. Well, I'm excited.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
That's been Only We Matter with Jacqueline and Brandon. Your Java juice must be almost done, and so are we.
And I have to go to the bathroom.
You've got to be kidding me. But on that note, you can find us on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook,
Stitcher, TuneIn,
Google Play
Music.
Yeah, we are all over the place. So we look forward to hearing from you. And go out and have a great day.